The point is, the internet has changed the game completely, and we've got to the stage now in technology where we know what we can do with the technology, and we're trying to work out whether we should or not. So what the Open Rights Group there is there for is to represent the interests of society as a whole, wider society, and also of individuals. There's plenty of people with money to represent the interests of corporations, and there has to be someone else there to put the other side of the view. So what sort of things do the Open Rights Group campaign on? Well, I've got a few examples for you. The first one is the Digital Economy Act, which is essentially a piece of legislation enacted to deal with the problem of internet file sharing, people essentially stealing intellectual property, and it becoming increasingly widespread. And this is now in law, but there has to be a procedure for sending people graduated letters and eventually disconnecting them from the internet. And currently what the Open Rights Group is campaigning on is the code for that procedure, how it works. And there are big problems with the procedure as enacted at the moment. We're on the second draft now. And the main problem is that it still associates an individual IP address with the person who pays the internet bill. And as everyone in this room knows, just because you have access to an IP address doesn't mean that you have control over that connection. You could be hacking it, you could be using a friend's wireless, you could be at an internet cafe. And the point is, this makes that person responsible. This law makes that person who pays the bill responsible for everyone's actions. And there's a similar law in France called Hadopi, which does exactly the same thing. And there's just been the first conviction under Hadopi. An old befuddled gentleman who's found out his wife was sharing pirated content on the internet, has no understanding of how to use the internet. His wife admitted she did it. He's been found and he's been banned from the net for her actions. And the same could happen in the UK if we don't make a noise about this. Second thing, communications data bill. This is going through at the moment. This is the government's wonderful new idea. They think, well, you know, we have access to the information on the outside of people's letters in the post. That's fine. We use that for detecting crime, that sort of thing, and that's probably a good thing. So what we want is access to the same information for the internet. We don't want to read your emails. We just want to read the headers. Of course, as you guys all know, technologically, that doesn't work. There's private information in the subject header of emails, for example. And the law says, currently, as drafted, it says, firstly, the Secretary of State can change what purpose they can use this data for without actually consulting Parliament. They can just change it. And one of the things that they're allowed to do it for at the moment is to protect the UK's commercial interests. So essentially, disproportionate interference in people's lives in the name of security. They say it's for terrorism, looks like they're going to use it for something else. And this is why the Open Rights Group is so important, because they campaign on things, they make your voice heard. So there's a number of ways you can support the Open Rights Group. The first is you can get involved. Website www.openrightsgroup.org. It's on the OGN webpage as well. There's also some information at the back. They mostly meet in London. There are a few local groups. If people want to start a local group in Oxford, I think that would be a wonderful idea. I'm not going to do it myself. And also, a really important way you can help with this kind of work is to support it financially. £5 a month, it's not very much. And it makes a huge amount of difference. And basically, you get to shape the future for generations to come. So thank you very much for listening, and I hope you've enjoyed it.
Thank you.